We believe this is an important first step on a child's spiritual journey. We hope that this simple presentation of John 3:16 has given you some tools to begin this most important dialogue with your child. God's message of salvation is simple. Many times we try to complicate it or add more to it, but the reality is that God's gift is for everyone. It's as simple as God loved us, He gave us His one and only Son, and all we have to do is believe in Him and make the personal decision to receive His gift. Over the next few days, set aside some time to sit with your child and go through the Jumpstart homework. The sooner, the better. Here are a few key things for you to listen to as you talk to your child. It's this simple. First of all, how do you know if your child understands what sin is? Sin is anything we do that goes against God's word or anything that is disobedient. Jesus said that even our thoughts count as sin. That's a pretty high standard. It explains in Romans 3:23 that everyone is a sinner. Your child must have an awareness of his or her personal sin. It's important that your child understands that not only are they a sinner, but that everyone sins. Does your child understand that their sin separates them from God? The Bible says in Romans 6:23 that the penalty or wages of sin is death. So, since we're all sinners, our sin separates us from God. This means there is no way that you or I could ever be good enough to earn our way to heaven because we all sin. The good news is God made a way. He sent His only Son, Jesus. Does your child understand who Jesus is and what He did for us? God sent the most perfect, valuable thing He could to save us from our sin. His one and only Son, Jesus, came to the earth as a baby, grew up just like your child's growing up, lived a perfect life without sin, and then gave His life as a sacrifice for our sins. Jesus didn't deserve to die on the cross. He did it so that we could have a relationship with God and spend forever with Him in heaven. Remember, it's not about being good enough. It's not about praying a perfect prayer. It's about putting your faith in Jesus as your Savior. So, here's the big question. Can your child express a point in time where they recognized that they were a sinner and made a personal decision to trust Jesus as their Savior? Many children will tell you that they have always believed in Jesus. It's not so much about remembering an exact date and specific time. What's important is that there was a time that they can remember when they accepted Jesus and that they can express that clearly. Remember, children learn things gradually and by experience and sometimes over an extended period of time. This is the most important decision that your child will ever make. So, if you sense that they are not quite ready to make this decision, then keep talking to them and just give them some more time. It's easy to feel anxious if your child doesn't seem to say just the right thing. Remember, children mature at different levels and will not explain their experiences in adult terms. Ask open-ended questions and not questions that can be answered with a simple yes or no. Allow your child to talk and express himself in his own way. It's pretty normal for a child to question and to wonder if their decision really worked or if it stuck. Often they believe they have to pray over and over again just to make sure. The good news is there is assurance that they can cling to. In John 5:24, it says, "I tell you the truth, whoever hears my word and believes him who sent me has eternal life." It's that simple. In Romans 8:38 and 39, it says, "Nothing can ever separate you from the love of God." These are two great passages to look up and read with your child. The decision to trust Jesus as your Savior is the single most important decision anyone could ever make. If you have never made this decision for yourself, now is the perfect time. After all, you can't lead your child somewhere you haven't been yourself. What an incredible opportunity you have as a parent to guide your child in this part of their spiritual journey. We're here to help you, so if there's anything we can do to help or to support you along the way, please don't hesitate to contact us.